I remember when I first started taking anatomy and we were learning about the limbs. I think this was actually second semester, so it was later on. We learned about all the different muscles in the hands, and I couldn't believe how many we had in here. Because not only did we have muscles that came from the arm into the hands, we also had muscles inside here. So we have the lumbricals between the metacarpals, and we also have the dorsal interossei and the palmar interossei. It's really fascinating, and it was really, really hard memorizing them. And then I believe the thenar thumb muscles, we have maybe four or five in here, and then another four or five here as well. And while there's a single tendon that branches out for these, we have separate tendons. So these flexor carpi ulnaris and the flexor carpi radialis. And then we have the flexor carpi digitorum that goes to all four of them. And that's why we have a lot more mobility in this pinky, as well as much, much more mobility with our thumb. It's the only finger we have that can actually do opposition, as well as flexion, extension, and abduction, adduction. Because if you imagine, instead of having a thumb, if we were to have a fifth finger, there's no way we can actually grip and grasp things, right? So I always found that really fascinating. Work individually with each finger. Do you like this tool? Yeah. Now let me know if this is painful at all over the cut, okay? And the other interesting thing a lot of people don't realize is that your forefingers have 1, 2, 3 phalanges, but your thumb only has 2. I thought that was interesting as well. Okay, I'm going to hold hands again. Just relax. Extension, flexion, relax, radial deviation, and ulnar deviation. Okay, how are your hands and arms feeling?
Very relaxed.
Yay. So now I'm going to be doing some acupressure points. So we'll start with your left arm here, or left hand rather. And the first point I wanted to do to start off is large intestine 4, which is probably the most famous acupressure point. So all I have to do is take my thumb here and at the end, I'm just going to, actually I can just do it this way. And this is going to feel really achy. Does it feel achy?